The crew has tried to learn more about the city, but things are not so simple with an imposter on the throne. Ah, yes, right, you already knew of her, but the crew did not, and they were most surprised, I assure you. The problems were deeper than they knew, but for now they needed to get their feet underneath them. Sigwither and Cormac, looking to find out more about the factions they knew of, head off to the Duelist Guild. But not all information can be found from one source, so Nostroy and Lena begin to see if the street urchins have anything they are willing to share for a few pieces of candy. So last we left off, you guys had decided that you needed more information. Sigwither and Cormac wanted to go to the Duelist Guild, and Nostroy and Lena were going to hit the streets to see if they could find some urchins that would tell them some more information. Is there anything you guys would like to do before you head off to these places?
No, I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Can't think of anything, no.
That's completely fine. Is Catalina going with either group? No is an acceptable answer.
No.
I was going to say, I think this might be a good time for her to lay low.
Yeah.
Pulling back the curtain for a second with this is, she is around as much as you want her to be. This is kind of like how you guys want to play it. So having her stay back is completely fine. I'm not offended either way.
Yeah, I think right now it's probably more of like a fact-finding. We're still, because so far the only person we've talked to in town is my brother, who doesn't seem to have the best information necessarily.
He has a side of it, for sure.
He has a side of it, yes, yes. That's a good way of putting it. So I think it's just, you know, seeing if there are... It would be better to keep her out of potential danger till we know where friends are.
Yes, I'm completely fine with that. I just wanted to let you guys know.
If there are friends. Dun, dun, dun.
We will start with Sigwither and Cormac. You guys, having been in this city before for many years, or a few years at least, the Duelist Guild is pretty easy to find. It's still downtown in the Merchants District. It is a squat building. It is not super ostentatious. But it is rather large. This is because it holds duels. And there's room for multiple duels to be happening at a time. Room for spectators. Sometimes, like, if it's a big duel, they have more people come in kind of thing. You know, it's somewhat of a sport. You know, it's like threading that line between being a political thing and a sport thing. So that is why it is the way it is. You guys walk up.
As we're traveling there, Sigwither wants to talk to Cormac.
Is Cormac playing coconuts as he walks through the town?
Not this time.
So when we get there, Cormac, I think it might be a good idea if I don't use my real name, because a Vestan duelist of my reputation might be remembered, and that might not be good for any of us. I was thinking I might pretend to be Inish. With the red hair, I might be able to pass as Inish, but I don't know if I have the accent for it. So I might rely on you for more of the talking.
Oh no, not a problem. I will just say you're a woman of few words, and that you speak with your sword.
That sounds like it could work. If they do want to know my name, we could use the name Sersha. I think that could be a nice cover name.
Sersha, it is. Is there anything I should know about the manners of the Duelist Guild? Is it all right if I stand back and just watch? Or are they going to expect me to duel?
I mean, they may ask you to duel, but normally they duel for purposes. They're typically respectable. They like to fight over almost anything. I typically try to take more choice in my fights. I don't just fight over any cause. But I think they'll be fine if you just stand back and watch. Like, if they...
All right, I didn't know if there was practice rounds or that sort of thing.
There might be. I also don't know how the Duelist Guild has been going on in this city for the last several years. So maybe they...
Fair.
Maybe they've changed. Who knows? But if they do offer you a duel, feel free to participate if you want to.
No, I'm not one to stand back from a fight, but
most duels are to the blood, which would be like first cut, which like they're not going to stab you through.
Right, I would hope not. I didn't know that was an option.
Oh yeah, there's duels to the blood, and then there's duels to the death.
Right, I knew there's duels to the death, but not in the arena, you know? Just in the stories. But here we are.
Says the person who's very deliberately trying to become one of the stories.
Well, yeah, but he's like running up against the idea that he might get run through.
I'm not saying he's wrong. I'm just saying it is a dramatic irony.
So we come up to the door and walk through if there's nobody preventing us.
There is not. It is an open place. Oh, welcome to the Duelist Guild. Name, number, is there anything I can help you with?
Oh, I'm Cormac O'Rourke. You may have heard of me.
I said name, number. Okay, Cormac O'Rourke. Okay, you're number 14. You can go have a seat over there. We'll call you when you're ready. You see the room is completely empty.
Okay.
The line is very long today. We don't know if we'll be able to get to you.
Right. Thanks.
Name?
Oi, this here is Cersei.
Cersei. Okay. Your number is 24. Have a seat over there.
Right.
It's a long line. There's a lot of people in here today, so I don't know if we'll be able to get to you.
Fine.
May I ask what the line is for?
Oh, there's duels out to Wazoo. It's hard to schedule everything and have everyone do. I'm sorry. What are you here for?
Oh, just a little friendly competition.
Competition,
what's all the duels
of what?
For?
If you want to fight in the street, have you not looked around outside at all? If you want to fight in the street, you can do that. You don't need to
I didn't want to fight in the street, so I came here to practice my skills. I'm not as skilled as Sersha over here.
So are you members of the guild?
I am, but I have been away from Eretrios for quite a while.
Okay, it is my honor to welcome you back. Please give me a second. She pulls out a big book, and it's like a giant ledger, and she puts it on the thing. What did you say your last name was? Cersei?
Cersha.
Ceramic? What did you say your name was?
I'm so tempted to go with Lannister, because he misput it as Cersei.
Oh, Sullivan!
Oh, right, I will let you know when I find your name. And then we will move forward with this process. And Mr. Cormac O'Rourke, are you looking to join the guild? Are you part of the guild?
I'm just tagging along today, but...
That's right. Remember, tips go a long way to speeding up with this line that you can see all around you.
Right. What's the line for?
You said we are very busy. Are you not paying attention?
Well, I was, but...
Cormac O'Rourke, number 33.
I was just curious.
I think we understand. We'll wait over there.
Thank you. I'm very busy. You see them, just not opening the book, just staring off into space for a few minutes.
Is there anybody in the stands that we can sit by?
No, you're in, a waiting room.
Okay.
You're in a doctor's office waiting to be let back into the farther places. I'm giving you a second to talk, but...
Okay, this is weird.
I think I know what's going on, so we can have a conversation. This is like whispering, but you can't whisper on a podcast.
Yes. Go for it. You are not talking with this person, so they cannot hear you at all for some reason.
So I think I know what's going on here. I think they are taking numbers for people to hire the Duelist Guild. But it seemed a lot more standoffish and a lot more businesslike than it used to be.
Oh, so we're going to get sent out?
No, I think they thought we were here to hire someone to duel for us.
Oh, I see.
And it's a lot, like I said, it's a lot more businesslike than it used to be. It used to be a matter of honor when people would duel, but now it seems like, oh, here's your number and someone will come and fight for you. Usually you'd have duelists that would want to fight for causes.
Oh, I see. So you'd put up your cause, and you'd have people who believed in said cause, and they would choose to fight for you. Is that what you're saying?
Sometimes you also had some other duelists who would see the amount of money they would be paid, and then would, that would be their cause, which is
right. Is right.
That's a fine way to duel. Not my way, but
got to feed yourself somehow. I get it.
Right. Like obviously, I would take the money if money was offered, but it wasn't my motivating factor.
Right. So, are we still in the hook for? Do they still think we're hiring somebody?
I guess we'll find out when our numbers are called.
Well, we'll see how long that is. Given he looks back at the at the door, the welcome we received.
And if they do pull us back and we need to make an exit, we can always just explain that it was a misunderstanding and just kind of leave. They do have your name, but they don't have mine. And I'm a little worried when he looks through the roster and sees that Sersho Sullivan is not an actual duelist in Oratrios.
Oh, O'Sullivans are all over the place. I figured there's got to be one who's been a duelist sometime. O'Sullivans go back a long way. You'll be fine.
I guess we'll find out.
So we wait.
Kathleen O'Brien? Kathleen O'Brien, you there. Kathleen, come on up. Up. He's pointing at you, Vinny.
What?
They keep saying a different C name every time.
Okay.
Oh, were you referring to me? I can't do Irish accent. It's funny.
That's okay.
Yes, I was referring to you. Is there another Kathleen in here? That's Cormac, I think.
It's Saoirse, but that's us.
Yeah, not you. You're farther in line, unless there's a tip coming my way or something, and then I would be happy to bump you up.
I mean, what kind of money do I have on me?
You don't have much.
Okay.
If you didn't want to eat for the next couple days.
Okay.
Yeah, for something like this, I don't really think we have any. We have money to, like, live, and that's really it.
Gotcha.
You should have brought Lena. She has money. She is the only one.
Okay, I'll be right back. And then she goes with whoever this is. Is this the guy from the front?
Yeah.
Okay.
Welcome back. Woo! We're so happy that you have rejoined us in Oratrios. We hope you'll stay wherever else you were. It was great. Yeah, I don't care. It looks like you are behind on your guild duels by about 5 years. So we are going to need that payment up front before we can start assigning you other missions. We can do a layaway plan with that if that suits you better, but it is what it is.
So this is a question for you, Zach. Were guild dues a thing before?
Vaguely, I would say. I think they were like a normal thing, but it wasn't like...
He's wondering if this is a new thing in the past.
I know. The amount they give you, which I'm just assuming is an outrageous amount, is not what it was in the past.
Okay.
Also, you'll note before this, you would have paid your guild dues on time, and the name that you gave does not exist.
Right.
Because they only have ledgers for Oratrios, and you picked a name that was not Oratrios then.
Right. Well, I mean, Sigrithra would have been registered in Oratrios under her own name, but...
But I meant like, you know... Like
right, yeah. Oh, I think there might be some mistake. I've only been gone from Oratrios for about 3 years, and I was current with my dues when I left.
Oh, that seems unfortunate, but the records here show 5 years. I mean, if you really want to bring it up with someone, I can go talk to the guildmaster. I can introduce you to her if you'd like. But I mean, other than that, it's going to be 5 years of payment. It's right here in the book.
Can I see my record in the book to see my history of payments?
Oh, this is completely confidential. I'm sorry, but it is guild policy. We do not show this. Because let's say you were an imposter trying to pretend to be someone else. We can't give out personal information. You clicked the terms and agreements. I mean, signed the terms and agreements when you joined the guild. You can try, if you want to try to persuade, you can. Or if you want to try to notice, you could. Like, if you want to try to just, like, glance over while... The book is open in front of you, but it's upside down, and there's a lot of writing in it. So if you wanted to try to notice, you could try something like that. Or if you want to try to persuade them to get it out of their hands.
Oh, let me think. I've got a couple ways. I'm very tempted by something.
Do it.
Do it, do it, do it.
Okay, let me think how I want to accomplish this. Come on, I know this must be some kind of setup, because one, the dues were not that high when I left, and two, you haven't gotten my name right any time you said it. So how could you have looked up the right name in the book?
I assure you, Christine O'Donnell, I am sure that I got your name right. Are you trying to intimidate or persuade?
I think she's going to stand up so that she is like full height in front of this.
Because she's very tall, isn't she?
Yes. And be like, oh, I think I'll take you up on your offer to meet the guildmaster. And she's trying to intimidate.
Sure. Roll that plus probably brawn?
No, I think, well, I guess.
Because you're using your physical.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, if you want to give it to me, I'll take it, because that's.
Using brawn to intimidate, like, that's a very fair thing to do. You're using your physical size to intimidate this person, so.
And then we get one extra dice, since it's the first time I'm rolling intimidate.
Yep.
9 dice.
Oh, I should probably come up with advantages.
This is ridiculous. Okay, and since I'm rolling, that's a, three, I can reroll a single die. Okay. I did rather well.
So, one advantage will be succeeding, one advantage will be him not tattletailing.
Okay, I'm rerolling this one die. Okay.
It takes one raise to complete it. There's the obstacle of, like, he will want to rat you out, so you can spend a raise to negate that, you know, sufficiently make him afraid. You can take the opportunity while he's afraid with a raise to look at the book if you'd like.
Okay.
But I think that's about all you can do in this scene, unless there's something else that you think should be there.
Well, I got 5 raises.
Well, 2 of them are going to waste, I guess.
Yeah, 5 raises plus a dice left over.
Yeah, I'll buy it from you for now if you want.
So that's, I get a hero point?
Yeah.
Woo!
And I get a danger point.
So yeah, I do all of those things. Do I need to roll a notice when I'm looking at the book? In this situation? Or?
No, no.
Okay.
He's not going to say anything if you just look at it at this point.
Okay.
It's basically what you're doing. It's just like, and I'm looking at the book, and he's just like, oh, okay.
What's in the book?
You see a lot of names and things. You do see a name that could be construed as Seraph. Sorry, I've said so many names at this point.
Saoirse was the name I gave.
You see something that could be construed as Saoirse O'Sullivan written very recently.
Oh, like they might have just written it in just now.
Yes.
Got it.
And you can see, like, missing 5 years of due, you know, like, it's very, like, obvious, like, they are backdating this.
Okay, I'm gonna try something. This might be pushing it too far. Let me know if this is a thing I can do. Once I see that, she's gonna reach across the table at the book and try to smear the ink to see if it's still fresh.
I'll let you do it. You got 5 raises. I'll use your other 2 raises. But
okay.
It is fresh. The whole thing, not just the recent note, like, not just, like, the, like, end note. So, like, even the name smears kind of thing. It's not like they looked up the name and found it and then
right.
Added notes to it. It's like the whole thing smears, like, well, that was a little rude.
This is a little disappointing that this is how the Duelist Guild operates in Oreteros these days. I can't imagine.
Have you looked outside? Have you looked outside?
Yeah, but the Duelist Guild stood for, like, honor and fighting for causes. Like, this is ridiculous.
I mean, we do fight for our cause. It's for ourselves. You can be upset about that, but this is how I feel. And you're being rude. I don't like you. But I will take you to Seraphine. So there. But not because you're making me, but because I want to. He, like, puffs out his chest a little bit, but you can tell it's, like, all a show.
Right.
He is very intimidated. So, he will start leading you back to the Guildmaster. Cormac, are you tagging along? You are allowed to tag along.
Yes.
So, you are walked through the place. It looks pretty much how you left it. Make a notice check if anyone wants to pick up some details.
I will.
With what?
Depends on what type of details you're trying to figure out. Brawn, you strain your eyeballs really hard.
I bulge my eyeballs out of the sockets.
So I have a rank. I have a rank in notice. What would that do?
You get 1 die then, plus whatever ability you add to it. So brawn, wits, panache, probably wits.
Probably
would,
wits.
It's so probably going to be wits. To like this would be a wits. Yeah.
Okay, so it'd be if I have 3 wits and 1 notice, it'd be 4 dice.
Yep, and you get +1 because it's your first time using notice.
I think I'll not for now.
Okay.
I think. So in my mind, here's what's going on with Sigrithr. In my mind, Sigrithr's kind of worked up, kind of pissed off, and is kind of just letting this guy lead her for now. So she's not really paying super close attention to stuff around. she wants to get to the guildmaster and kind of give her peace of her mind.
All right.
Okay, so I think I have three raises because I have two tens.
Okay.
And then three more dice that equal 11.
Okay, yep. So I'm not going to give you like specific things that the raises give you. I'm just going to tell you a three raise amount of information.
Yes.
So walking through the halls, the first thing you notice is the place still looks decently nice. There are parts of the city that look like they're in complete and utter disrepair. This is not one of them. The walls are not crumbling. Doors are still on hinges. It looks like a place of business still. On closer inspection, though, you do notice things look worn and old. There are a lot of scuff marks around. The floor looks more worn than you would expect in the Duelist Guild. You've been here before with Sigrathur 3 years back, and it did not look... Everything then looked upkept, where now it just looks kind of like they're trying their best, but nothing looks new or fresh. You know, you notice like small dings like in some of the trim and floor that before wouldn't have been there and now just look like they're...
It's shabby.
Yeah. So that kind of gives you an idea of what it looks like.
Okay.
You do also notice not a ton of people around. What that means, you don't know, but it is not flowing with people in and out. You do see a duel going on, as you quickly are hurried by, but it is not widely attended. And for all you know, it could be practiced or an actual thing they're being paid to do. All right, so you are led back into Seraphine's office. You walk in and see a stern-looking woman. She has blonde hair, blue eyes. She cuts an imposing figure, though not looking too bulky. She has that look of... she's like very muscular. All of the muscles serve a purpose, and you would take a guess it's probably dueling since she's the guild master of the Duelist Guild.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine that.
She is dressed in the Ison fashion, which is dyed leathers, with a lengthwise slits cut in her like cloth sleeves, which is a very Ison thing. So it's like cut from like the shoulder down to the wrist. You see. Over to the side, there's a wide-brim hat with a feather in it. Her leathers are dyed the city colors, but everything else about her is very Ison. And she is wearing a glove on her left hand.
Does it have six fingers?
It does not. Seraphine, these are some people. All right, I will take care of them. Please leave. And the guy scurries out. So, what can I do for you? Do I know you? Names?
Question. You said she's Ison?
Yes.
Okay.
Which is a Holy Roman Empire analog.
Okay. So, I actually had some questions I wanted to ask someone at the Duelist Guild. I've been away from the city for quite a while, and this is not the Duelist Guild I remember. What has happened in Oratrio since I've been gone?
Point of reference. For Sigrathur, you would know this. This is not the guildmaster that was here when you left.
Not surprising, but, like, guildmasters aren't, like, quick turnover, but we've been gone 3 years. It's not too surprising that there might have been. Maybe the previous one retired, maybe they died, who knows.
Right, I just wanted to let you know.
That's not an immediate point of concern, but...
Right, I just wanted to let you know in case you were just like, do I know this person? She was in the guild before, but she was not this high.
There was an assassination, like, 3 years ago. Things have been in turmoil. There's a sieging army outside. I don't know what more you want. Like, things are rough right now.
The Duelist Guild I remember was not so corrupt.
What is corrupt? I have just met you. What is corrupt about us? I don't know what you're talking about.
Pretending to write someone's name in the book of Duelists and trying to extort money out of them. That's pretty corrupt.
Was that the man at the front desk? Was he doing that again?
Is that a common occurrence?
I mean, Raphael, he does what he wants, kind of. I will mark this down. I will to make note of it. I will have a stern talking to. I mean, it might be time to put him back in his place and remind him that he does what I say. I am in charge of this guild. He is not. And he kind of does what... He kind of keeps trying to extort money out of people. But let me see. What you have not given me names. What are your names?
I'm Cormac O'Rourke, you may have heard of me.
I haven't. And you?
And I'm Saoirse O'Sullivan. She's clearly not speaking in an Innish accent anymore.
She raises an eyebrow, but is like, okay, let's see. Give me one moment. I will be right back. That's me. Are either of you guild members? Is this something I should know about?
I'm not. Does that change what you're about to do?
I'm not going to look for you in our guild ledger then. Yeah, it changes what I do.
We were just hoping to get a feel for how the city's been since we've been gone.
Do we look maybe like a tavern?
A little chatting, a little dueling?
Do I look like a woman who has a lot of time to spend chatting with everybody who comes in?
I wouldn't presume to.
I mean, I think you have. I think you have. You are in my office? You are here.
Things escalated a bit quicker than we hoped. Wouldn't you say, Sergio?
Yeah, the Duelist Guild I remember was somewhere that people would hang out.
I mean, the Duelist Guild you remember is gone. The whole city is falling apart.
I'm learning that.
And I am in charge of this stupid guild in the middle of nowhere, with monsters outside the door, a city sieging us, and every nobleman coming in here thinking someone saying something vaguely mean about a flower is reason to kill someone. Do you think I can fight for honor when everyone is just like, Bartholomew over there, he said mean thing about flower. Like, I'm doing the best I can. Raphael, he's a punk.
I'm starting to understand. Like I said, we've been away for several years, so we didn't know what to expect in the city. We haven't heard a lot of news out of Aratrio since we've been gone.
Again, siege.
I am getting that, but that's the stuff that we wanted to learn about, because we don't know what's happening in the city, and the last I remember, the Duelist Guild was somewhere I could go and talk to people. But clearly things have changed.
I mean, they have. They very much have. I thought the army outside the door would have made that clear. And if not, I'm sure you've heard about the monsters?
Well, I've only heard vague whispers of stuff. News out of Aratros is very hard to come by when you're not here.
Say more about these monsters, though?
Make me persuasion checks.
Oh,
Or convince.
Convince. Okay.
I was going to use Resolve.
Yeah, Resolve or Panache.
I was kind of thinking Resolve as well, because, like, standing my ground trying to explain our situation and trying to tell why we're not wasting her time. But we'll see what happens with this.
Two raises.
One raise.
All right. What questions do you want? Depending on how deep they go, depends on how many raises they cost.
So, does that mean we get four total or just two?
I rolled one.
Yeah, Vinny rolled one, so you have three raises total.
Okay.
And depending on how, like, probing of a question it is, depends on how many raises you need.
Okay. Tell us about these monsters you keep mentioning.
There are monsters outside the city. I have not seen them myself. They seem to be terrorizing the peasantry. They seem like the monsters I grew up with and am trying to avoid. So I avoid them. I didn't come to Castile to be followed by monsters, and here they are, so...
What monsters did you grow up with, if you don't mind me asking?
All of them. Have you never been to Isen?
I haven't spent much time there, no.
I mean, you know all those stories about anything that goes bump in the night? They're all true. And they all are from Isen. And they all suck.
Right, this has given me a lot to think about. Sigurdur, did you have any questions?
Let me think which one, because I'm guessing one of these last two that we had are probably going to cost our remaining raises.
Well, go big or go home, and then we can back it off if we need to.
Right. So you say the Duelist Guild's been busy, huh? With a lot of squabbling nobles? Why do you accept the causes if you don't believe in them?
Yeah, this one's definitely going to be the rest of your raises.
It's fine.
Just so you know going in. Because we need money. Have you not seen how everything is starving? Everything is going under? We don't have a choice. We have to do what we have to do, and that involves taking jobs that we would rather not. You may have had the luxury of fighting for honor, a noble cause, or betterment, or something like that. We are fighting to survive. The city is crumbling. Food is hard to come by. All of the nobles are squabbling constantly. We are under siege. There are mercenaries here that can do our job for us. We don't have the luxury of being choosy if we want to survive.
Well, it sounds like things in Aratrios are much different than I remember.
They are?
Which is probably the understatement of the year.
They are, and I have a lot to do, so if you will please see your way out,
And don't worry, I will be checking up to make sure that you are up to with... I will check in with Raphael to see if the guild dues are really owed, Miss O'Sullivan.
I think when we talked to... No, I did mention that to her. Okay.
You both introduced yourselves. Yeah, I did, yeah. So.
Well, I thank you for your time. Sorry that we took up so much of it. Yeah, what you've told us has been very, very helpful in getting us acclimated back to the new state of the city.
I would say no problem, but it was an immense problem. Do not do it again. Goodbye. And she closes the door behind you guys.
Goodbye. I think we flip over.
If you guys wanted to say anything to each other, I was giving you a moment before I flip over. I didn't want to just like cut you off if you like wanted to have a 2-minute scene walking back or something.
No, I think we're good.
I don't know if you don't think we need to.
Oh, did you have something to say? I felt like the door slamming was a nice closure to that conversation.
Well, one thing that Sigurdur wants to say as we're walking back.
Okay.
Well, I hope I don't have to run into her again, because if she does actually look up that fake name we gave her, she's going to probably remember that my face does not equate to that name, and that'll be an interesting conversation.
Future problems, right?
Oh, for sure. My hope is that they're too busy and too unobservant to remember that. I could have probably even given my real name and they wouldn't have noticed.
Narrator, they are not too busy and they definitely will notice. All right, flipping over to Nostre and Lena.
Yep, we're here too.
And maybe Catalina, if you guys are still in the tavern. Or if you guys are out, I don't know how fast you... Where you want to start? Where would you guys like to start? Anywhere from the tavern to on the street.
I kind of assume that when they left, we left. Cool. I don't know what you were thinking, Cody.
Yeah, that's fine. It could just be like us walking out of the tavern.
That is fine. I just want, you know, if you guys were still in the tavern, you could talk to Catalina if you wanted. She's staying, as you said. But you guys are on the streets.
Yeah.
You are searching the still rundown area, kind of where the Lucky Target is. I presume, since you wanted to find some street urchins.
Nozzy, remind me again. Why are we not just going to the nobles? Like, I thought we were trying to find people who are supportive of Catalina.
People who are supportive of Catalina, yes, but not the Catalina that is there now. What we do not know right now is how the city at large feels about Catalina. Nobility maybe just wants stability back. Nobility maybe just wants someone on throne who can serve as organizing head to keep families from infighting. Nobles are fighters by their nature, no? So we need to know what type of person Catalina is, not behind closed doors, but to those who are less important.
While I do think that is true, I don't know if you know this, Nosy, but these people do not have money, and I'm pretty sure you said at some point that the people who have money are the ones, like, are the ones that are on the throne. You know, if you have money, then you're in charge. If you money have people, you're in charge. Yeah. I'm just saying, this is a fine place to kind of figure out where to start, but... I think we're going to be going in the wrong direction going this way when we need a certain kind of support. That's just my opinion. No. We can go and do your thing now.
No, this is true. At some point, we might need strength in arms, means swinging and hacking and slashing. But for now, we need a subtle hand. We need not the bravado of battle, but quietness of mouse. So we seek for the mice.
Well, this is not my specialty, so please.
Is my specialty. Your story is rat.
Yes. That is actually probably the best description of yourself you've ever given.
Is very accurate. Could live on anything.
So, Nostroy, I guess I'm kind of looking for, like, is there any population left in this area? It's just kind of, like, shelled out, so it's, like, a lot of ruined buildings, but there's still some people living out here.
Yes, it is not empty, but it is not full.
Gotcha.
It's very much like war movie look, where it's like, you know, like you look around and there's people kind of around, but also not.
Yeah, it's like shutter, like door, you know, shutter swing shut, this kind of thing.
Right.
people are like huddled in corners kind of thing, just like looking for any amount. I mean, like, they're not just like sitting there huddled now, but at night you could probably find a lot of like just buildings that are like mostly falling apart, but like people sleeping under what used to be a second story, you know.
Njostroy leans over to Magdalene and goes, "You have some money on you, yes? Like a bag of coins, perhaps?"
"I have ways to pay for things, yes."
"May I have a handful of coins and a pouch?"
"I don't know if I trust you."
"No, this will be stolen. Do not worry. I am spending everything you give me for information."
She passes him like... Oh, I want to talk to you at some point, Zach, about exactly how we're going to be treating wealth in this game, just because I actually do start with some. But
yes,
assuming we have petty cash, she passes over some like silver pieces.
All of you have petty cash just as a rule. Like, I know, like, we say there's a siege and food is hard to come by. You guys have the necessities for life. You can pay for and for nights, you know.
As soon as she hands Njostroy the coins, he holds them in his hand and immediately like turns left down an alley and starts to stagger and stumble. He puts his arm around Magdalena and is like, "Now look here, you see this building? I am sure this is where I bought those wonderful animals before, I think." And he's like shaking the bag of money and like to make a clanging sound, then ties it to like his back belt loop. It's just hanging loose as he goes stumbling down. "I think if we want to buy those adorable dogs I saw before, it's this shop down here." And he just like points at like an empty building that's like clearly no one lives in, as he's like staggering and stumbling with like this bag of coins clanging as he's pretending to be drunk down an alley in like the worst part of town. He's trying to get robbed.
Make me a perform roll.
Go ahead and make your roll. But Lena like grabs like the shoulder part of your shirt. I don't think I understand what you are doing. I'm sorry. Are you okay?
"Hush, friend. We are doing just fine. I know exactly where we are. I've been in this neighborhood, this is where all the nobles live, I am sure. Look at how beautiful the houses are."
I'm more than a little concerned for
Magdalena,
you.
"Magdalena, worry not. I know where we are going. It's right in that house. They sell the most magnificent dogs. And I promised you a dog when we started drinking at that bar.
What are you talking about?"
"Shh." And he like puts his finger on her lips. "I know where we are going."
I'd like to say, Cody, you can have a plus one for role-playing, but also a minus one for Lena, very much inhibiting you.
So that is... Okay, wait a second, but I actually think I might have a thing for this.
Like, specifically for pretending to be drunk?
No!
Or is this a magic thing?
No, and I don't. Okay, I thought I did, but I don't. I thought I was going to take a thing that would give me points if I do something that draws attention to myself. I have two raises to appear drunk.
That'll do. So I will say you do appear drunk and you portray it very well. After some time, you can start to notice that some...
I don't know if this matters. What I'm basically waiting for is to feel a hand in the pocket of the purse.
Right. How old of a mark are you looking for?
It doesn't matter. It can be whatever age you think makes sense. This can be random.
Okay.
Roll a d10. 1-year-old baby comes and steals it.
A baby robs me. I burn its hand off.
It's actually a legendary villain who negates your magic. So you notice, you start to notice some creeping eyes from around in the different buildings. You don't think anyone is so bold to rob you yet when you feel the back of your pouch start to jingle.
As soon as I feel that, Njostroy like exhales through his nostrils and shoots fire at the hand. Just, like, not a lot, just a little to, like, burn the hand, like, ah, ouch.
Yeah, so you turn around and see an Oratrian, about a, you know, 15-year-old, jump back, ah! And start to...
As soon as he jumps back, Njostroy will look at Magdalena and go, "Magdalena, capture him! He is here to be robbing us!"
Yeah, Magdalena goes to grab him.
just like, you know, like, don't like cut his head off, but, well, you know,
no,
just,
like, no.
Restrain him.
I think she's like still not entirely sure what your move is. So she's like, okay. And yeah, goes to grab him.
So
you're gonna have to roll to grab him because he's gonna try to bolt.
Yeah.
Boy, I hope this doesn't fail. This would suck.
All right. I apologize. Hopefully this is the last time I'll ask this because I have not rolled anything in a long time. So what am I rolling?
So you get to, the way we play, because I don't follow rules, is you kind of pick a skill and a trait that you want to use.
Okay.
Isn't that how the rules work?
The rules say I'm supposed to decide that for you.
Oh.
Which is silly.
It could be something like brawn and brawl, right?
I was going to say, a trait and a skill. Okay, yeah. So yeah.
And that's how many dice you roll.
Right, it depends on how you're trying to capture them. Are you trying to just, like, overpower him? Are you trying to, like, you know, do, a wrist lock? Are you trying to... I mean, I guess you could, like, bind him with your words, you know?
No.
Or, you know, like, if you wanted to, like, with panache, you could, like, knock something over and be like, don't try to run, and then, you know, just, like, punch a wall kind of thing, you know, or, you know.
I could see probably brawn or finesse.
I'm saying there are ways that that she could do it if she wanted, using other skills.
I would say she goes and, because he's 15-ish, so she goes to, like, grab his upper arms. He's probably pretty scrawny too if he's living down here. So like, yeah, just overpower to grab him and keep him in one place. So I'm gonna say that I'm gonna use brawn, and then would brawl or athletics make more sense?
I'm gonna say brawl. Because you're like, it's kind of like grappling.
Totally fine. Okay, so my brawn is 3, so I'm assuming that's 3 dice.
And then you roll more dice for your skills. How many dice?
And then my brawl is 1.
Yeah.
So I'm rolling
for combinations of times.
And you get 1 extra die because this is the first time you're rolling brawl.
Okay. Okay, and zeros are 10s, right?
Yes.
So that's 4 raises. Wait, 1 and a raise and 3 raises. Is that how that works?
They're just all raises.
They're all raises. Okay, so 4.
Four raises? You're looking for, like, things that add to 10.
Sets of 10, right? Yes. Okay, I rolled perfect. 3 tens.
Wow.
And then I rolled an 8 and a 3.
That's why I was asking, because rolling 3 tens is fantastic.
Yes.
Well, you grab him.
I did roll good here.
Okay,
so I will say you grab him. That's fairly easy to do. You avoid the point of damage he was going to try to inflict on you. You don't cause a scene.
Even better.
And you grab him, like, immediately. Like, it was going to be a little bit of a chase, but, like, he tries to run and you just, like, pin him immediately, you know?
I feel like, Magdalena was, she was hovering around, Nyostroy enough where, even though she had no idea what was happening, to be like, oh, there's somebody right here trying to grab it. You're not going anywhere.
Right. And this kid was so focused on the guy breathing fire out of his nostrils that he didn't even notice you.
Yep.
Poor plain Magdalena.
So once he's pinned, Nyostroy walks up to him, like, holding the purse in one hand and a lit fire in the other, and goes, "Do you know who Machuka is?"
You?
No! She's the horrible woman that cursed me and blessed me with these powers.
And he, like, reaches his hand near the kids, like, just enough that he can feel the flames, and he goes, "And she burns those who seek reward without doing any work." And then he jangles the bag. "So, I think you maybe owe us some work for your coins, no?"
Yes?
Perfect! Anyways, so, we have deal. Now, I simply need some advice from you, some information told honestly, and maybe some information not meant to be given. So, friend, this is what I need to know. There are the small folk in this town, yes, people not of the cloth and not of the sword, neither nobility nor priest, who do the work amongst the town, yes, yes, yes. How do they feel about this new leader standing on the throne?
She seems fine? I mean, isn't she, like, rightful heir or something?
I did not ask if she was rightful heir. Do not say nice words to me. I asked what you think about her, what your parents think about her, where you meet to discuss her.
Roll an intimidate roll for me, please.
Okay. Well, I'm going to keep that. That was a good roll. Wow, that's really good. Three raises. Not that great.
Okay. I'm going to kind of treat this how I did for Cormac and Sigrathur, where it's kind of like how many questions you get answers to.
Ah.
Just to make it easier, but the way you're talking is very much intimidating. So yeah, he is very afraid. She... I don't know, really. Like, things are slightly better once she came on the throne. I think food started showing up on people's doorsteps, so I think that was her, but I'm not sure that it is. She gives a wild hog every so often when they do the royal hunts. She seems fine enough, but I mean, do the nobles really care about us at all anymore? We've been dying for 3 years now since the Duke died, so she's not the worst person to be in charge.
Does anyone help you beyond her occasionally giving Big Pig?
I mean, there's the Outlaw Theater. They try to help, I think, but I mean, they can only do so much, and oftentimes they're just making fun of the Duke, or not the Duke. Well, I mean the Duke too, because he's dead, and you know, kind of left us this mess. But I mean, they also make fun of Señor Santiago. He really hates them. They have like a really buck-toothed drawing
and
of him.
Where are they?
I don't think.
Yostre jangles the coins and goes, "Payment for information only."
But how do I know you're not working for Señor Santiago yourselves? You look like nobles. You were asking about buying animals?
Yostroy is wearing, like, a dirty, like, sackcloth shirt and, like, soiled pants. Like, he looks like a bum.
I mean, you also have a pouch of money, which is not something is typically carried around. And he's afraid of you. He's not going to call you a bum to your face.
Yostroy, when he says he looks noble, he kind of, like, looks down at himself and goes,
"I wear no sword. I cannot fight. I have no name. My name means unfortunate. I am no noble."
Oh, but are you... Okay, I mean...
Look, let me explain it to you a different way. Let's say I am spy for nobility here to root out theater, yes? Do you want to lie to me?
Yeah, no. No?
This is the right answer, smart child.
I think the answer is no. They meet over in the district over there. He gives you directions. This is one of my least favorite parts of RPGs. It's like, oh, where's this thing? And then I have to make up a random place that does not exist, does not have street names. It's like, where are they? 10th Street. That exists now. So he gives you a location. They don't... Oh, wait, no, they do have a headquarters now, don't they? They do. He gives you a location of what would be one of their shows, though. He does not give you their headquarters.
They have a show that is going on later tonight. It's over on
10th Street.
I like how you said that, like it's going to be filled in with different audio later.
Oh, yeah, no, it's not, and that's the joke.
Yostroy kind of, like, grumbles as he hands him the bag and goes,
"Machuka is not thrilled with the amount of work that you put in for this bag. Telling me of performance is hardly telling me of location of headquarters. But deal is deal. You answered some questions."
Do I look like I'm part of them? I'm just trying to get by, sir.
Why you call me sir? As stated before, I'm not noble. My name, Nostroy.
Okay, Sir Nostroy. I don't want to be belched at with fire again, and I don't know the protocol here.
If you do not wish to be belched at with fire, do not behave in a way that would displease Machuka.
He pats the kid on the head, gives him the bag of money and a sweet, and goes, "Off with you now!"
He's already gone.
Yeah, Nostroy, totally nice to kids.
As he runs down this...
He's not... I'm trying to think of the right way to put this. He's fairy tale nice to kids. He's like Santa Claus before Santa Claus was like rosy-cheeked and nice. He's like a little... Like,
he's a little tough love.
Burnt hand. Yeah, it's like burnt hand teaches best, you know?
Okay.
You know, based on the information that he gave us, I feel like you did not have to give him all of that silver that I gave you.
He needs money! Come on!
I'm just saying, we could have gotten more information.
Little pickpocket, did you want me to burn the finger off?
No, I did not say that.
We could have given him more money for more information.
Giving him like half of what I gave you, because that was nothing.
I don't disagree, actually. I'm a little bit let out with how much information little child gave us, but...
Yeah, see, you're going to be on a budget now. I'm not going to just hand you a handful.
Do you want me to have a payment plan for money? Do you want installments?
No, I did not say that. I just don't want to waste what we have.
Perhaps I could repay in little fire things. And he, like, holds up his hands and makes, like, a little, like, fire bird flutter off and, like, around her head.
Then I, like, swats away the, whatever it was. I missed it, sorry.
When you swat away the bird, he goes, Machuka would be disappointed in your indifference to pretty bird.
This is all nonsense. I don't care about this. Anyway, did we want to go see what this theater
do
thing
I,
is?
Nostroy, famous fire storyteller, want to go and see theater called Outlaw Theater? Yes, absolutely, yes.
I did not know exactly what the next step was, especially because it's happening tonight.
Meanie's last time you had evening at theater.
I don't. That's not.
Exactly. You need evening at theater.
And then Yostroy, like, makes his way down the street towards the, you know, the performance.
All right. She follows him.
So some time passes. You guys scout the area. It looks there doesn't seem to be anything special there. There's not even a stage or anything.
While we're hanging around, can we like ask like you know, casually ask other people kind of like what they're feeling about Catalina? I don't know if we're going to get more information right now from that.
You casually ask. You know, you guys go to a tavern for lunch or whatever. You can buy a drink for someone. You do the usual like sussing for information without really sussing for information. You kind of get the vague impression, or a similar vague impression that the child gave you.
Which is people kind of seem to like her okay?
They basically think she's, like, fine. There is no love for her, but there isn't dislike either. And in their heads, they are tying the packages appearing on doorsteps to her arrival.
Okay.
Which is what you guys were smuggling in.
Yeah.
So they have, so the feeling tends to lean a little bit more positive because they think with her doing the hunts and with her delivering the food packages, they tend to be like, well, she seems a lot better than like what was like here for the first 2 years.
Okay.
At some point, Nostroy kind of just wants to be like, you know, sitting on a crate waiting and like kind of starts talking to Magdalena.
Do you feel maybe there is no purpose for us to be dethroning fake Catalina?
At the moment,
people seem fine.
That is the impression that I get, is she seems to be doing fine. People would be very upset if we were to remove her at the moment.
Kind of hope that she's like evil Strigoi, drinking the blood, you know, being... Right, too.
I feel like, you know, I'm hoping that she makes a huge mistake or something that makes people very angry at her.
It will be difficult, our job, to be like, look, here's a similar-looking person with same name.
Well, no kidding, especially because everybody thinks that the food packages have been from her.
Technically, they were from Smuggler that no longer works for us, too.
It would be nice to get a little bit of credit for getting that started, but whatever.
Sure.
This is, so far I am thinking this is going to be a little bit harder than maybe we initially thought.
I don't think we'll be successful by turning her, finding out she is, like, fairy changeling and then throwing horseshoe. This was my initial plan.
I don't see how that plan would have worked at all.
Do you not know of the magic of iron and fairies?
No.
Oh, well, when you're ever in forest beset by magic, use iron horseshoe to throw at creature. Has saved me on many occasions. Stories to be told at another time.
I feel like I could just stab them.
Yes, technically your sword has iron, so yes, would work, but...
Then I would be fine.
But the point is to use the horseshoe is poetic for this story. It's meant to be
emblematic of not using mortal strength, but rather, it does not matter.
But I have the mortal strength to do that.
Yostroy just looks really dejected. Like you've completely missed the point of all whimsy.
So just Cody in real life whenever he talks to me. Zach, what's your problem with this book? The magic system wasn't explained in Cody, but it's supposed to be whimsical. So time passes as you guys sit waiting for this, and it gets later and later. Not super late in the evening, but it's early evening, and you're like, well, there's still no stage. There doesn't seem to be like any more of a crowd forming. And then out of nowhere, it's kind of like one of those, oh, what are they called?
Flash mob.
Yes. It's just kind of like a flash mob. All of a sudden, like, there's a show taking place in front of you, where it's like, the street was normal crowded, and then it's just packed. And that you start seeing a not nice depiction of Senior Santiago, the Catalina, who you presume is the imposter, as they continually make fun of these people.
Yostroy is cackling uproariously at all of the appropriate moments and clapping when it is appropriate.
What are the performers pointing out about Senior Santiago and Fake Catalina? Like, what is being exaggerated?
Like, is it, are they making jokes about how they're ugly, or
I mean,
they're ugly and they exploit XYZ?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I think make me a notice check for that, Mandy, with wits.
Okay, so wits.
May I also make this notice check?
Yes, you may.
Wits and notice. Okay, that notice is a skill.
And you each get plus one since it's the first time you guys are noticing things. And then I'll tell you guys things based on the number of raises you guys get.
Two and a dice left over.
I've bought a dice from everyone else, so if you want to sell me your dice, I'll buy a dice from you, Mandy.
Sure. What does that mean again?
You get a hero point, and I get a danger point.
Cool.
Cody?
Two.
Okay. The main thing you notice, and this will be the first raise, is that it seems to be a lot just based on their looks. Like, it's like, oh, they're ugly, they're terrible, you know, it's just very much like the base level of character, like, haha, Senior Santiago has a weird mustache. As you pay attention more, though, you do notice that there is a hidden social commentary in it, a la Alice in Wonderland, where it's like not completely obvious, but it is there. The people here seem to be of the sentiment that nobles just all kind of suck. Senior Santiago is being dragged across the coals just for how he failed to run the city for 2 years and still acts like he's in charge. And then got usurped by someone coming back. Or it's kind of like, oh, I'm in charge of the city. And then, like, someone that everyone thought was dead just comes back and takes it away from him. So that is being made fun of ruthlessly. Imposter Catalina. Sorry, I have to think. I was not expecting this question, but it is a very good question. I would say that Imposter Catalina is being made fun of for only doing token gestures. Like, it's like, oh, I give the wild hog at feasts, but, like, that's, like, at best a once-a-month thing, which isn't really doing anything to fix the town.
So it's kind of like a let-them-eat-cake situation.
Yeah, like, it's just like,
well, they can have cake, and it's fine, and it's big and extravagant, but we're gorging ourselves over here on fancy food.
I was imagining her making these huge promises, like, I'm going to give you this and this and this, like, this huge hog, and then, the actor, like, tosses a children's, like, a little wooden pig at all the people.
That's a good one, too.
It's actually pretty funny, yeah.
And, like, eat! Feast! I gave you a whole pig!
She's like, I'll give you the biggest hog you've ever seen, and, like, very specifically looks at a baby in the audience and then holds it up to, like, the baby. So it's, like, not technically lying.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's stuff like that where it's, like, Senior Santiago, they feel, is an impotent leader. Catalina is a bald-faced liar, you know, where she's just, like, trying to pacify them enough to keep them not revolting.
Okay. And generally, is the audience is generally, like, agreeing with this, right?
Yes. I will give you as your last raise is you, with the two of you looking out into the audience, it is not easy to see, but You start to notice that there seem to be, like, every so often there seems to be someone who kind of seems to be leading responses or, like, not looking surprised and kind of doing it. What this is, to be clear, is, like, it looks like someone's planted there to help, like, stir up the crowd.
Oh, yeah, like, cheer at the right time so people get... They're like the laugh track, kind of.
They're like the laugh track, but they're trying to do, like, evoke certain emotions. You know, like, they do something horrible, and, like, they're the first people that start booing. And it's not super obvious, you know, but, like, you guys looking out for this, it's like, oh, this person started booing, you know, a second too early, you know, before, like, the bad thing was actually done.
Mm-hmm.
And stuff like that. And you start picking out a few of these people in the crowd.
Okay.
Nyostroy wants to try to get close to one of those people, but not say anything yet.
Okay. You are able to do that. It is quite a busy, big crowd. You're able to sneak around easily enough. The show continues on. It goes on for the better part of a while.
The better part of a while. I love that phrase.
I mean, you can mock me, Ryan. You're not allowed to criticize my turns of phrase until you start running the game. So, Cody, you can laugh at me.
Well, I was expecting a unit of time there, and it just caught me off guard is what it was.
Time is meaningless. It's a social construct.
Well, actually, that doesn't matter.
What is your plan, Nostroy, with getting closer?
Nostroy wants to try to audition.
Okay.
As a, means of finding their home base, and also because Nostroy wants to audition.
So are you going to talk to this gentleman?
Like, once the show's over and people are milling, he would, you know, like, try to, you know...
Okay.
Strike up a conversation.
Okay, so the show starts to wind down. You can tell, being a performer yourself, you can tell when these things kind of, like, ebb and flow and come to an end and a close, and you're like, oh, this is my chance. I'll start talking up this guy. And right as you're about to say something to him to kind of give his attention so he doesn't, like, walk away immediately, you hear from down the street, there they are! And you look and turn and see a group of guards barreling towards this group as everyone starts to scatter.
Hey Wanderers, thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Corsairs of Castile. This game is being run in the 7th Sea 2nd Edition system. If you want to hear more content from the Wandering Gamer Network, you can check us out at the Wandering Gamer Network website. We stream on Twitch with the username wandering_gamers, and you can follow us on Twitter at @WGNPodcast. We're also on Facebook and Instagram. All information about the music used can be found in the episode description. Until next time, wherever you wander, may you find your way home.